lacking startling facts and evidence that take up where other explanations leave off. Some of these revelations may very well go against things you have been taught and perhaps believed all your life. Prepare yourself for the evidence which will follow.
CJSF 9.1 FM broadcasting live from the top of Burnaby Mountain every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Red Radio.
Lost in time again.
Yes, yes, you're tuning here to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones, and you're listening to Rad Radio. We just kicked in the show with Vancouver's very own Bishop's Green off of their new-ish album entitled Black Skies. It was recorded in 2021, I think finally got pressed in 2022, and now in 2023 I've finally got my hands on it. I picked it up last Sunday at the punk rock flea market down at Lanaloo's Rock and Roll Eatery. It was a very good time. Thank you. I forget the guy's name who had the awesome vinyl booth that I picked it up from. He had excellent selections, and if I was to stay there, I would have spent all my money. You are listening to Rad Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM. I am joined here in the studio, live and in the beautiful multi-length of haired flesh by the boys from Like Bears. Hello, boys.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Hello, 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 hello. How are you all doing?
Doing good. Yeah. How are you, Johnny?
You feeling all right? You made it up here? You guys saw my hearse on the way up, and we all made it here in time.
We would not have made it here if you did not.
You would have done fine. Trust in Google. It knows all. We've told it everything. How could it ever possibly be wrong? How are you guys doing? How was your day?
Good. It was pretty good, I guess. Yeah. I don't think I did it. What did I do?
I don't know. What did you? You tell me.
I did a lot of tire rotations at work.
Tire rotations.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
What I do.
Just rotating tires.
Yeah.
Day in, day out.
Yeah. Tires.
Do you inflate, deflate?
I did that. Yeah, I did. I did that. All that today.
Good to know. I need a good tire guy. Man, we keep blowing tires on the tour bus. You guys have a bunch of cool stuff going on. You got a new album coming out. You got a tour coming up. We're going to talk about it all. But before we get to that, did you know that Rancid has a new album coming out at the end of the month?
I heard about that, yeah.
Have you guys heard the new single?
No. Are we about to?
Yeah, and we're going to rip it real fast. This one's called Don't Make Me Do It. It's 1 minute long. It goes like this.
Oh, that's 1 minute and 1 second.
So that was the new single from Rancid. I just wanted to sneak that in there real quick because it just came out last week. Feels good to hear the boys back again. Anyways, I'm joined here with the boys from Like Bears, Chilliwack's very own patron sons of indie ska rock music. You guys are heading out on a big damn tour called Big Shiny Tour, which plays much to my aging millennial heart. Tell me a little bit about the tour. This is the first time you guys are taking it out on the road, right?
Yep, our very first tour.
We attempted to do this 2019.
2020.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, 2020. That was a good year for tours.
Where does the time go?
I've heard.
Yeah. I don't know, something big happened.
I think it was a cholera outbreak or something.
Yeah.
Something cool like that.
Yeah.
Very cool. So run down where it is, because you guys did officially the launch show was it in Chilliwack or in Vancouver?
Yeah.
It was Chilliwack, right? On the 5th, if I'm not correct?
Yeah, 5th.
Give me the details of that, how'd it go?
The show went pretty good. We had the Vagina Boys open. Chilliwack's Blake Pinder played
Blake.
With us.
Such
the
a
Bobbies.
Sweet.
The Bobbies.
Are these the guys that wear the vests all the time?
No, so that's a show, an annual show we do called The Festival. To be honest, like probably most of the bands have played.
Yeah.
Last week where I played at The Festival. Yeah. That's okay.
It's a rite of passage.
Were you guys the ones that were always wearing vests at The Festival?
Leo, I think, what was it like?
Yeah, it was Leo that started all that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I back in high school, I played in this ska band called Scantily Clad. And
this is when vests first came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
back when Vest first came out, Scantily Clad actually played with this band called the Bone Daddies once. You may have heard of them.
No, those guys are jicks.
but yeah, we played this show, and this one band was wearing vests. And then after the show, we were making vest puns. And then we were like, oh, we should put on a show called Vestival. And then we did it once, and then we did it twice. And then, like, a few more times, like, okay, well, now we have to do this until we die, basically.
What year are we on now? We just did 15.
Yeah.
Jesus.
This year will be the 16th annual Vestival whenever we put that on.
That's a lot of vests, man.
Yeah.
We'll never let that joke die.
Yeah.
Just buy one and then get rid of it and let's go to Value Village. Well, actually,
shout out to Value
Village.
Value Village
clothing trends. When Vestival's coming up, Value Village sells out of vests.
Yeah.
Make sure you go early.
That's how big an impact.
Yeah. For real, I know people who have worked there.
We're pissing off dudes in their late 40s and early 50s.
Like, I need my vest!
Yeah, we've known people who work there, and they're like, whenever you guys have a festival, like, tons of people come in and buy all of our vests.
Yeah. I mean, it's a niche claim to fame, but it's in there. So you guys head out. When does the official tour start out of town?
Yeah, the main leg of our tour will be next Friday. Tomorrow we're playing in Nanaimo, but the main leg of our tour is next Friday in Kelowna will be our first date.
Tomorrow at the Nanaimo Bar.
Oh, lovely. Very good. Very good. Yeah. Where are you guys playing in Kelowna?
We're playing at Runaways Lounge.
Oh, very cool. Is that the guys from Anarchy Coffee helping you out with that? Like Jesse Nelson and those boys?
I think they are a part of it. Yeah, because I've seen them share our event a few times.
They got their fingers. If there's usually something going on that's punk rock adjacent or related, they're usually their fingers sticking in there. They're getting everyone all hyped up on their caffeine beans. Yeah. It's good times. All right. Well, you guys have new music out. You have a single that came out a little bit ago. This one is called Isla de Roca.
Beautiful.
I don't know if I pronounced that right at all.
To be honest, you probably pronounce it better than we do.
You're like Isla de Roca? Yeah.
Isla de Roca is exactly what we say.
Oh, La Rocha.
Yeah.
Si.
This is it.
Habla Espanol. Is there anything we should know about this song?
Featuring our good friend, Jamie Reed on saxophone. It's the first ever track we ever released with saxophone on it.
Oh,
so it's played with us a handful of times.
Yep. It really, itches my ska itch that I need every once in a while.
Good. Yeah. I mean, you should always scratch that itch. Never be ashamed. Okay, here, let's listen to a little bit of Like Bears. We'll come back and talk with the boys. Let's go. Rad Radio.
She said she wants to take
So that was brand new music from Chilliwack's very own Like Bears. The song was Esta La Roca, which I still don't know what it means. Anyone? Can you translate Spanish, please? Anyone? Anyone?
I believe it's, this is the rock.
This is the rock?
This is it.
That is it. That was the rock.
This is the rock.
Can you
this
say it? In, can you say it in past tense? Because that was the rock.
That was the rock, yes.
Very good. I don't know where to go with this. I don't know if you guys know, but I don't prepare for these shows at all, so I don't really have questions. So I'm just going to sit here and stare longingly into Leo's beautiful, slightly blushing face until
that's
he gets uncomfortable.
That's a sunburn.
That's just the rosy glow of you trying to exist in the sunlight.
I'm super white, super junior. Can you turn this light down, please?
You can.
No, the reflection of the wall is giving me a sunburn.
I'm sorry, man. That's all I can do. That's all I can do. So the tour, how long are you guys gone for? You guys are going pretty far. You're going all the way to Saskatchewan?
We're going big time.
Yeah.
I don't know what's further east is Regina or Saskatoon.
Oh, Regina.
Yeah.
We've been there once. We were there for like 6 hours. We rolled in, got to the bar, tried to walk to go get smokes, and buddy at the door, the bouncer's like, whoa, where's that one guy going? We're like, oh, he's just a drummer. He's going to get smokes. He's like, yeah, he probably shouldn't walk down that street alone. We're like, oh.
Okay. Oh, which street is that?
I don't know. We went there once, and we played the show, and then we left. He like walked into like this strip bar to get cigarettes because like the gas station was closed. He's like, man, there's like grating around the strippers because people like throw bottles. I don't know. Jeez. Regina was a weird city. At least the part, I'm sure it's a beautiful city. I'm sure it's beautiful.
Doesn't sound.
The part where we were
was not
so nice. Whatever weird dive bar I booked myself into through like some, you know, Hotmail account.
Yes.
Good times.
Hotmail.
Yes. Good. The good times. The before times. A long, long ago.
Yeah. The only time I've ever actually been in Saskatchewan was I was 12 years old. I went to North Battleford, which is, I don't know if you know.
I don't.
The most violent city in Canada.
Hey! Does it beat Stabbitsford?
Yeah,
where did
real.
Buy your smokes, Leo?
What's that?
Which strip club did you go to buy your smokes?
You just found them on the road.
Okay. Just give them out 12, to any
just wandering around picking up butts. Yeah. It's like, ugh.
While I was there, I got strep throat and mono.
At the same time?
Yeah. And I had to be hospitalized for
Jesus
a week.
Christ.
So I haven't had a good experience in Saskatchewan.
I'm sure it's only going to get better.
Yeah. The bar is set very low for Saskatchewan.
Well, I'm sure you'll have a better time. It's just you guys going out on tour. You don't have like a Ben's Churn with you. You guys just booked shows and you're going to go meet up with friends and make memories along the way.
We're going to make friends. We're all going to maybe hate each other by the end of it.
That's the goal.
How big is the vehicle that you're touring in? I'll tell you how long it'll last.
It's just a minivan?
Is it Nissan Quest? I think we learned today. I don't know what year.
Oh.
But I think this...
We rented a van. I got an email today. It just says Nissan Quest or similar.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fine. Does it have the stow-and-go seating?
Well, I don't know.
Wasn't in the email.
I don't know. Yeah. It'll be fine. Very cool. Very cool. How many guys are in your band? Five?
Four.
Four? Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. So what else do you want to talk about? You guys see any good movies? Read any books?
Yeah. I saw the Mario movie.
You saw which?
The Mario movie.
Yeah? How was that for you? I mean, Jack Black is Bowser, though, right?
He was.
And there's Chris Pratt as Mario.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's...
You guys want to hear my Chris Pratt as Mario impression?
Oh, please.
Let's go for it, yeah.
Hi, I'm Chris Pratt. It's me, Mario.
Wow.
It's like I was transported.
Are you in the...
showed out of nowhere.
Are you in the Mushroom Kingdom right now?
Sure, man. Why not?
Don't give us the reins of the conversation.
Well, I mean, you guys are the guests, man. I don't run the show. I just press the buttons. It's up to you. It's up to you to fill the content.
He's got Flingmingo open.
I do have Flingmingo. I was going to talk to you guys about this wonderful album that you guys put out. Mm-hmm. When did this one come out?
This
was 2020. This was April 20. Yeah.
Was this the album that was supposed to go on tour? And
yeah.
And the pandemic killed it?
Yep.
Well, at least you get cool album art out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was done by a friend, Marla Brown.
Marlo Brown?
Marla.
Marla.
Marla Brown.
Female Marlo.
Yeah, sweet, precious Marlo. Oh, Barlo. being a vampire, Salem's Lot. Sorry, I read a lot of King. Let's play something off of this album. What does FTE stand for?
Fuck the. Oh, am I allowed to swear?
You can say whatever you want.
Fuck the environment.
Yeah, I mean that's a message we can all get behind, right?
That's probably
that's a quick
that's
one.
Our that's the big that's a good one.
For some reason, Ryan doesn't want to play it live.
It's mathematically our least popular song for some reason.
That's because it's written as FTE. It would be better if it actually had a hole.
Fuck the environment. Fuck solar power. Fuck recycling. But don't forget to spay your cat. Fuck the environment. Fuck solar power. Fuck recycling. But don't kick the homeless. Fuck the environment. Fuck solar power. Fuck recycling. But don't forget to tip your mailman.
Who tips their mailman?
I don't know.
Where are you, man? It's 10:17. Where are you, man? The juice is flowing. The months are going on. Every time I listen to brand new, it makes me want to write.
Don't belong.